We're at the front of the Emerald Theatre and Gary Newman's on here tonight. Gary Newman hasn't been here for a while. How come you're going to see Gary tonight?
Hopefully a bit too young to have seen him the first time. Yeah, I just think he's awesome.
How would you describe the crowd here tonight? And what is it about his awesomeness? Is it his sound or he was there kind of first before any other influences? What do you think?
Well, he's like the Newmanoid. He's the man. He was around at a time when there was lots of really cool stuff coming out. You know, there was just all these amazing new instruments, like electronic instruments. People were just kind of breaking away from punk and starting to go beyond that and do their own thing.
There's a lot of people here.
I'd say there's a huge age range because I reckon there'd be people from back in the 80s as well as all the young kids. He's done stuff with people like Nine Inch Nails not that long ago, so he's probably got a new audience from doing that stuff. I need my 3 minutes tomorrow that you sent me singing I am an
American. Do you? Been a fan for years, didn't see him in 81, so I thought, gotta come tonight, have to come tonight.
So as far as you know, he hasn't been here since 81?
As far as I know, yeah, the first time he's toured here since he toured last time in 81. A lot of people would say he's had nothing out since, but he's had a lot of albums, so...
How would you describe the typical fan going into the Gary Newman show tonight?
Lonely.
Well, you've managed to rake up a friend, how come you're along here?
Because I'm lonely.
So he had to come along.
He's taken the TV remote, so you had to leave the house, didn't you?
That's right.
I see you're just very busy at the cloakroom there. What sort of accessories do you bring to a Gary Newman concert that you couldn't possibly use inside?
Just a big jacket.
When I thought of Gary Newman, I thought big jacket crowd. Like, I was here for the Stray Cats a few weeks ago. Not so many big jackets, mainly bowling shirts.
Yeah, but well, actually, I wanted to come and just sit across the road and look at all the rockabillys turn up. That would have been great.
Well, and if you were looking across the road at the Gary Newman crowd, what do you think you'd be seeing? We've got a typical one.
I was expecting to see a lot more black, actually.
I was thinking black, black and black. There's odd splash of colour.
There is a bit too much colour for my liking. My black shirt's in the wash.
How many Gary Newman songs can you name?
I can't really name too many of his songs, but I've got his Telecon album on vinyl. That's sort of pretty much on permanent rotation there on the LP player. When we saw he was coming, we thought, oh, yeah, we'll go and listen to him. Telecon's a great record.
And what's your favourite track off that, by the way?
There's Nothing Here But Us. There's Nothing Here But Us. There's Nothing Here But Us.
I really love him, and I've seen his clip Cars when I was 14 in Ashendene. Ever since then, I've been a huge fan. The latest stuff, his industrial stuff, is rocking.
Is there any other ones you're going to be looking forward to apart from Cars?
We Are Glass, and then, you know, Our Friends Electric, which is, you know, his 80s classics, all the 80s classics.
Well, this group here is called the Sad Old Bastards Club. We're only here to hear Our Friends Electric and just remind ourselves what we did at university and high school. It's a man alive.
What brings you out the front of a Gary Newman gig?
Because my mum wouldn't let me go in 1979, so I'm finally getting my revenge because all my friends got to go and I was so freaking jealous.
How come your mum let you out tonight?
Got the key to the door a little while ago, mate. It's all right, you know. She understands. She's doing her own thing, you know. She's really into King Crimson.
Melbourne gangster 30s look here, but that is also the Gary Newman look from late 70s.
It's a little bit of a homage there. I've got the kind of silver tie on, you know, and like, you know.
You look a little bit Ultravox, a little bit John Fox there.
Oh, it's just, underpass, hey. This is how I would have dressed when I was 15 if I had the 10 bucks to go, you know? Like.
Did his lyrics speak to you about being alone in your car?
Of course, man, every alienated 15-year-old loved Gary Newman.
Yeah, before Morrissey, we had Gary Newman.
Pale and interesting.
What would a show be without the guy in the front taking your tickets? There'd be a whole bunch of people inside the theatre getting in for free, and you'd be paying a lot more. What do you make of the crowd going past you? How do they compare to other crowds you get here at the Enmore?
They're all about my age, that's for sure.
And you looking forward to Gary Newman at all? Because you get to see him for free with your
looking
gig.
Looking forward very much to Gary Newman. See, I've got to be tough with people. They're trying to sneak in.
Do you reckon there's more people trying to freeload on the Gary Newman than, say, your regular concert here at the Enmore?
Oh, no, more. Stray Cats are trying to bludge. Much more.
Now, look, if you're at the front of a concert and you're looking for a quick 30 seconds to fill on a tape, couldn't do worse than go up to a guy who's got a T-shirt that says, I make stuff up. Good choice for tonight.
Yeah, it'll do me. Well, no, I actually was told it was the ABBA concert.
and unfortunately my friends have done the wrong thing by me yet again, but no, I do like Gary Numan as well, which is good because after all we are glass, and I have been down the park once or twice, and God knows I love cars, so yeah, what can I say about that?
How would you describe the crowd here?
Ecstatic, yeah, they're exciting, they're eccentric a little bit, and probably, I don't know other E-words really for me. Yeah.
How new a Gary Numan fan are you at all?
I found out about him from the Mighty Boosh.
How old are you, if you might be asking?
I'm 16.
Ah, so you're way younger than Gary's career.
Yes.
Yeah. So he was having hits in 78, 79, and you were born in?
92.
Okay. And so have you seen many people your own age going into the Gary show?
A couple, not too many.
That's great. I would not have drawn the line between turning up at Gary and being a Mighty Boosh fan.
Oh, really? Well, he appears in the third season. He comes out of the closet. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Hello, Vince.
I saw him in Birmingham about 2 years ago. Oh, unbelievable. He's the, as I say, the electro god. I'm hoping the Sydney crowd will be as good as an English crowd. They get into it straight away. Sydney sort of is a bit reserved.
Well, how many years has it been since he's been here?
Oh, mate, I was about 10. I wasn't allowed to come and see him, so that's why I went overseas to see him. Lo and behold, he's wasted my money on a trip to England to see him, and here he is in my backyard in 2 years later.
Why? Why'd you come along to see Gary Numan tonight? Long-time fan or just Gary curious?
That'd be giving away my age.
If you were to say that your mum wouldn't allow you to go in 1981, that would be sufficient. I've had that a few times.
That'll do. I'll take that. I'm just looking forward to seeing how he shapes up after all these years and seeing what kind of a show he's going to put on.
Well, you seem to have done all right and dressed up okay for tonight. I'm sure he can do the same thing.
Whitney dressed as Britney all round. Whitney Houston's really old and Britney Spears isn't.
Get inside there, have a good time. And how would you describe the people and the way they're dressed for a Newman concert?
Eclectic and noir.